speaking of the music Rosie likes.
Got everybody jamming in here.
Yeah, baby. Talking home offices at Rosie on the House here this hour with senior design consultant and advisor Ann Lyons from Rosie on the House Remodeling, as well as our vice president of everything, Mr. Stan Zumbrunnen. You can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Let's bring Renee in, who's been on hold for a little while, and see if we can hear her personal home office story. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
Hey, what music do you listen to when you're at your home office?
K-Love.
Okay, very
all right.
Good.
Yeah.
We're K-Love fans.
Very good, very good.
Yeah.
That's uplifting, right?
It is. And part of my tithe goes there, so it's kind of like, oh, this is cool. It's a win-win situation.
So. And so what kind of work are you doing from home? What industry?
Landscape. It was landscape maintenance.
Okay.
And I was so excited to be able to come home full-time in the business. And I would wake up, and of course I had my coffee set. So I'd wake up, run in the restroom real quick, wash my face, brush the teeth, contacts in, grab the coffee, and I'd go walking down the hall, and I'd see the laundry basket, and I'd go, oh, okay. So put the coffee down, do the laundry, and then I'd go.
Weren't we just talking about distractions and discipline?
Well, yeah, yes, and that's where I'm going. So then I would go back into the toilet, and I'd go throw the laundry, and I'd go in the kitchen. I go, oh shoot, the dishes need to be unloaded out of the washing machine. So, and then I'd go, okay, finally, I'm ready. Okay, I'll go in the office. Then I'll go in the office. Then I'll get called out, and I'm like, oh no, I need like about 20 minutes to hurry up and get ready. And then I need, you know, so it put me like time. I lost time that way because it put me out where I couldn't meet anybody for like an hour by the time you get ready and then drive to where you needed to go. So I learned, I'm going to say kind of quickly, but I'm going to say I learned the hard way. What I did, I set up my morning with just me. I got myself ready for the day. Then I put house routines, got them out of the way. Then I went to the office and I was ready to just hit what needed to be hit. So that's why I wanted to call in and share. It is a discipline and,
Do you have like a set times that you do these things? Like you get up at 5, you got an hour for housework, an hour for the kitchen, and then you're at work at 8 o'clock.
Before that,
okay.
No,
but you have designated time frames for these activities.
Exactly. You'd wake up, get yourself ready for the day, then get your house or routine or children. I didn't have a children mixed in there. So I don't know how that would work. So, but I did my own home, my own self routine, my house routine, and then boom, I was in the business, and then nothing distracted me.
Perfect.
Well, you know what, Renee? It sounded like your earlier lessons learned kind of went to what happened to me just last Thursday morning when I got up and I went into the room where is my home office, just kind of orientate myself for the day. And I remember, well, my briefcase was out in the truck, so I had to find my keys, which took me about 5 or 10 minutes because they weren't where I normally put them. Found the keys, went outside, realized my dog kennel was open, so the dog had gotten out, and I had to put him back up. And I saw his food bowl was a little low, and so then I went back inside and sat down, and I realized, oh, I was going to the car to get my briefcase.
So at noon, you were ready to go, right?
No distractions there, Rosie. Let's see if we can bring Linda into the conversation real quick. Renee, thank you so much for the call. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, Rosie. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. I just wanted to give you a quick little anecdote. When my husband traveled a great deal, and he had a big territory. He went to all over the Southwest. And so when he was home, he worked out of the office. And when my son was little, he just couldn't stand not to be with his dad.
Yeah.
And so oftentimes we travel with him. And occasionally we go over to California and with my husband when it was hot. So once my husband quit that job and started working in an office in town, one day at dinner, my son goes, "Dad, when are you going to get that job again where you go surfing? Because we need to go with my husband to California, and we go to the beach and do things. So he thought that when Dad was gone, Dad wasn't working. He was out on the beach. So I just thought that was kind of a cute story.
That's another great part of being able to work from home and being that close and in touch with the kids. That's pretty special. We had an opportunity one time. Somebody was mentioning K-Love earlier. When Romy was very, very young, Jennifer and Romy were asked to come down to K-Love and talk about homeschooling. And so they,
that was the radio station we were on, so, K-Love? I didn't
know. So what was the question?
Actually, it was the KFLR.
What was the question they asked
Romy?
Well,
they asked Romy. We had all the kids down there, and they said, well, what is it you like best about homeschooling?
And Romy's answer was?
I get to play with my dad, I think is what he said.
I got to go fishing with my dad.
Yeah. It was a flexibility is what he's trying to say, but it came off as, anyway, it was
the
fun.
The Department of Education comes knocking on your front door saying, we need to talk to you about your...
Well, those
for all the homeschooling parents out there, it's the same deal, trying to separate that space and protect your family.
Those were field trips. Those were duly authorized field trips. One of the other things we talk about in home offices is the borderline between personal touches in the office, and then we go to the topic of distractions. They're kind of, for me, they're almost one in the same.
Well, that's kind of when you mentioned the book over here. Oh. And, you know, the personal those are your personal touches,
right?
But they can be distractions for you.
I'll tell you one of the best personal touches I have, and it was given to me as a gift. And if y'all don't have these, we have the electronic picture frames with the rotating pictures in it. And I'm going to actually get one for each one of my kids that they can download through the cloud, the pictures of that family. And that's how I'm going to stay in touch with. I've got like three of them on my desk right now, and I want one. I want six of them. I want one for each one of my kids.
Yeah,
I love those. But talk about distracting. Boy, those pictures flash up. Oh, I can remember when we were on that trip.
And I do the same thing.
But I love those rotating electronic picture frames. How about to keep yourself focused? I know a lot of people in their home office, they actually will move like a little mini kitchenette in there with a coffee machine and a little mini fridge. Is that something you're asked to do a lot in these home offices?
Coffee machines for sure. Mini refrigerators, you know. Sometimes it's nice to get up and go to the refrigerator, take a stretch, you know, that kind of thing. But definitely people are building in those sorts of things in their offices.
Home offices here talking at Rosie on the House with Ann Lyon, Senior Design Consultant at Rosie on the House Specialist and Vice President of Everything at Rosie on the House, Mr. Stan Zembrunnen. Stan, what kind of projects are y'all working on right now?
Oh, gosh, we've got a master bathroom in Scottsdale that is pretty much winding down. We're just finishing up the tile work. It's a really, really nice modification to a extremely dysfunctional bathroom. The new configuration is going to be a lot more user-friendly and safer for the clients. They had an old sunken concrete tile tub that they couldn't
typical get. 1970s, 80s Scottsdale home.
Exactly.
Tell them what we found. One of the major driving motivators for this bathroom remodel was
poor drainage from this sunken tub and out of their shower. They just would not drain. And it had been going on for several years, getting progressively worse. And that was the driver to get the job and to find out what the problem was. They'd had a plumber there several times trying to find out where the problem was, and he got snakes caught in it, couldn't get a camera through the line. Well, we went in and we demoed the concrete floor underneath the shower, and we found a pine tree root about 6 inches in diameter from a pine tree that's about 15 feet away from the house. That root had hit the foundation wall, gone straight down underneath the footing and straight back up until it hit all of the drain lines from the shower and the tub. And as it grew, it totally crushed a 2-inch ABS drain line and severed it, broke it right in half. And there was no way that anything was going to get through there to the degree that that root crushed that pipe.
I've seen a lot of things, but I've never seen a tree root go down completely underneath the foundation of a home, then come back up.
Straight up.
Just come right back up to the bottom of the slab crawl along the slab. I've never seen that, ever.
And our plumber was just in awe when we demoed the concrete and started scratching around. I was standing there, and he said, what in the world is this? And he kept digging and kept digging. He says, my gosh, he says, this is a root. And it was it devastated the waste piping for the shower and the tub.
And that's a home that's 20 years old, right?
It's 30, actually.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and that root had been there for trying to get in there for all 30 years, and it finally just destroyed the waste piping. So we cut all of the bad piping out of the way and sent a camera down the line to make sure the rest of the drain line was free. And then we've got another nice project going down south. It's three bathrooms and a lot of flooring, a lot of tile work, replacing some kitchen countertops. Old tile kitchen countertops came off yesterday. And we've got new quartz product going back on next Tuesday. And three bathrooms, reconfiguring some things, and just updating. Real nice little project.
Yeah, master bathroom sure seemed to be one of the driving products, one of the driving projects out there in the community right now. Was recently traveling through Washington, D.C., and looking at some of the projects this particular company was tackling as well. Lots and lots of master bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a resurgence of demand. Back in 06, 07, 08, people were developing an image in their mind of what they'd like their master bedroom suite to be.
Mm-hmm.
October of 08 hits, and that exercise room, library, expanded bathroom, closet became, well, maybe we can put new countertops in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and right. They've been sitting there patiently waiting since 08, 09, and 10, thinking, you know, I had that master suite envisioned in my head 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I want it. I think we're seeing a lot of that.
And the tub has sat there empty, unused for all those years.
All right.
In a lot of cases.
We pull out an awful lot of cultured marble bathtubs to enlarge the shower areas and make them, you know, a much, much nicer environment. Yeah.
And when's the last time we tore up a concrete slab to put in a sunken tub?
Oh, gosh, 1964, I believe.
filling in a lot of sunken tubs seems to be a big, big trend right now.
Absolutely.
As well,
this tub we're putting now, it is an elevated platform. The tub deck itself is up around 20 inches, and it's just going to make it a lot more comfortable for the homeowners to use and get in and out of in a safe manner rather than that sunken.
She's excited to have her tub back. Yeah. She hasn't been able to use one for a while. So
yeah.
It spoils you. It spoils you. And spoils you big time. Here talking with Ann Lyon, Senior Design Consultant Advisor for Rosie on the House Remodeling, as well as Stan Zumbrunnen, talking about projects we're currently engaged in, talking about home offices. We've got Roger on the line calling from Williams, claims he operates in the smallest home office on the planet. We'll find out when we get back.